This is Senator Bob Dole. If you want to prevent a heart attack, one good way is to reduce your cholesterol level. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, it's a shame that tragedy sometimes is the only way to shake us into action. But that's the case with the recent death of our good friend and colleague, Senator Ed Zirinsky of Nebraska. Ed died from a heart attack last month, but he spent his last days on Capitol Hill trying to warn the nation that fatty diets are bad news. With a cholesterol level in the high-risk range, Ed authored the bill that established National Know Your Cholesterol Week. The sad irony is that Ed Zirinsky didn't live to see it. If you want to hear about a profile in courage, this one is it. Help me honor this courageous man, Ted, by getting the word out. Lower cholesterols mean lower risk.
You sound like you're practicing medicine without a license, Bob, but amen anyway. Cholesterol kills, and the faster the word gets out, the more lives will be saved. We all mourn Senator Ed Zirinsky's untimely death, but thanks to his insight and his commitment, the word is getting out. People should know their cholesterol level as well as they know their temperature. It's a simple test that any clinic can perform. If your level's over 265, you have four times greater risk of heart disease than someone with a level below 190. For every 1% you reduce your cholesterol, you reduce your chance of heart attack by 2%. The three major risk factors for heart disease can all be changed: smoking, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol. A few simple modifications in diet can substantially reduce the risk of heart disease. And believe me, Bob, I know something about diets. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on the best way to stop the nuclear arms race. Stop testing new weapons. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.